right, so what's up? You know, it's your boy, Dennis Obiru, and you're live listening to the Journey Podcast. Yeah. So today I want to be talking about something that I feel is really important for us as creatives, right? So what I'll be talking about today is how to get your client to go whoa. It's something that we all crave for, you know, like when we do a job for a client and the client's like, oh my God, guy, this is awesome. This is amazing. This is crazy. Like, I love this. That is something that we really want to get. And I will be showing you, based on experience, how to get clients to go whoa, and how I've gotten some of my clients to go whoa. So, the first point is, obviously, to give them more than what they expect. Let me use this illustration. So, someone comes to ask you for 500 naira, or dollars, or pounds, you know, and you give the person that exact money, the person will be like, oh, thank you very much. But if the person asks for 500 naira and you give the person 1,000 naira, the person is going to be like, oh my God, thank you, like, and I appreciate what you did so much. So the first thing you need to do is give the clients more than what they ask for. So a client reaches out to you and asks you for, I need a design, maybe a banner design or a graphic design or a logo design for something. And you do a very nice design and you give to the client. The client will be like, lovely, but it's not going to get the client to go whoa, because that's exactly what the client paid for, a good design. But if you make the design or you do something that makes the client feel that he got more than what he paid for or more than what he expects, it's going to make him like go crazy. So I remember working for a client, I think a cinema brand, right? So they asked me to do a design for them, or actually two advert designs, which I did. But I realized that they lacked one design that they didn't even know about, because they didn't tell me to do it. So I just felt like, oh, let me just do this for them. That is like me going the extra mile. So I sent them the two designs that they asked me for. And the person was like, oh, nice design, lovely, thank you very much. Then when I sent it, after I've received that comment, I sent them the third design that they didn't ask for. When he saw it, that third design even got him far more pleased than the two designs he paid me for. He was so happy. Like, he was like, whoa. That was exactly what he typed. It was on WhatsApp. He was like, whoa, oh my God, this is really, really nice. Thank you so much. So you should always put it in your mind that you need to go the extra mile and give the clients more than what they expect. And one way you can do this is by under-promising and over-delivering. What that simply means is that if a client reaches out to you and asks you that, I need to do a design, and how many days would it take you? If you know in your heart it's going to take you 2 days or a day or 30 minutes, however it's going to take, double that time. What that means is that if the client is expecting to receive his job tomorrow and you give the client the job today, there's something it does to the client. The client is like, oh my God, I received this thing earlier. Like, it makes them go like, whoa. You get what I'm trying to say? So try to always do that. Give a client more than what they expect. So something that I always do, or tell myself, maybe let's assume you get a job and you're being paid like maybe 20K for the design. What I want you to do is do that design as if you're being paid 200,000. So what this simply means is that there's no way you're going to do a design as if you're being paid 200,000 and you give it to a client that is paying you 20,000, that the client will not be amazed, because you're obviously going to put in more effort if it's a job worth 200,000. So just like, always put it in your mind like that. And the good thing about this is that when you go the extra mile to please a client, you're always going to get referrals. They're going to be like, oh, this guy is different. He's an excellent designer. Sometimes excellence is not actually in your design being good, but it's in the other things, your attitude, how fast you can deliver, and some other. Like, sometimes I usually get involved with my clients' jobs. You know, I designed this logo for a skincare brand, and I got to ask her a lot of questions. I really went deep, and I showed her I cared, and she was really happy that, oh, I went the extra mile to actually show her I cared. So these are things that would make your clients to go whoa, and they're always going to stick with you, like, for life, like, real for life. So do these things. You know, and there's this saying, whatever is worth doing is worth doing well. So any logo job or design job you receive, or any creative job you receive at all, go the extra mile and make it the best that it can be before you like send it out to them. And I promise you, you're going to get that wall. And when you get that wall, that means you're obviously going to get more clients and more referrals. And like, that person is going to be a repeat client, because, yeah. So let me just say this story before I leave. So I think I did this design job for this clubbing agency, or like club, anyone. So based on one or two, like, they asked for a design, and I did that design for them, and I saw that this thing is lacking something. So I did an extra design that would like tell the detail of that thing that they were lacking, and I sent it to them. When the guy sent me the money, he sent me triple the amount I asked for. So the thing is that clients, they are willing to pay you so much more if they know that this guy actually wants to solve my problem. So that's just it, you know. So always go the extra mile. Try your best to go the extra mile. It really pays off. Getting nice, lovely, it's cool, but getting that whoa, it bursts my brain kind of feeling, like the client was blown by your design. That's everything that we really look up to. That's everything that we really look forward to. So big shout out. Let's do this. Thank you very much for listening to today's episode. Yeah.